I was almost tempted when I was working on this sermon to talk about Cracker Jacks. How many of you remember Cracker Jacks and still do? How many of you kept every one of the little prizes that were inside? Do you know what they sell for on Antique Roadshow now? It's unbelievable, all this stuff. Didn't want to do that because I want to talk about surprises. And I remember when I was a kid, yeah, I do. We got a cereal, and I can't remember the name of it, but there was always a prize in it. There was always a prize in that cereal. I can't remember the name of it, but that's all right. Mom would bring it home. I'd get all excited because I was the only one that ate cereal. My dad would never touch it, and she didn't like it either. She liked Nabisco shredded wheat and that other cereal that looked like rabbit food. I can't remember. All Bran. It didn't have anything in it. But I can remember when she brought that daggum thing home and I wanted that prize really bad. And I wasn't going to wait till I ate my way to the bottom of that thing it was in. I dumped it all out on the kitchen table and I found it. Boy, was I happy. Not for long because she was very upset with me. I'm glad I didn't dump it on the floor because I know what that would have done. But I dumped it on the table, and she made me clean it all up, put it back in the can. She said, "You're going to eat it." And then my grandmother, who always loved me dearly, says, "Yes, and there's probably roughage because you need some." I don't know what roughage there was on that table, but that's all right. I went along with it anyway. But the prize was there, and I got that prize. Boy, is that great. I don't remember what it was. I think this is what Christ had in mind when we're looking at the lesson this morning that I shared a little bit with the kids. Never before had he spelled out, remember, the lesson we had last week went into this. If you love your father or mother more than me, you're smack down. But in this text, which is a marvelous lesson, he's talking about exactly what I said to the kids. If you welcome in the name of Christ, if you welcome, if you greet, if you do anything, you're doing it, you're meeting me in the other person. Not only that, you're seeing God in the other person. That's what it's all about. Well, I think this probably went over the heads of the disciples. But later on, it became clear. We see that in Acts. We also understand that when we hear Paul trying to explain how we're all one in Jesus Christ. We are all one. Open your Bibles to Matthew 10. Just these 40 to 42, just the short verses that are there. No big deal. Remember, He'd been talking about if anyone loves his father or mother more than me, he's not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He's talking about people that, you know, make people or things more important. He who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives the one who sent me, God. Anyone who receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he's a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of the little ones because he's my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. He'll be blessed, is what Jesus is saying. I looked at it in the Greek to make sure I was right. It's the God surprise, you know? Jesus is making a really astounding claim in today's lesson. He tells those early followers, as well as telling us in 2014, who would believe it, that if others receive their ministry of word and deed, they not only receive Jesus Christ, but they also received God Almighty. What a welcome. Oh, do the implied logic to this kind of verse that we've just read. He's suggesting, that is, Jesus is suggesting that in a very real way, to receive any human being, anyone, is to receive God. Wow. Wow. Imagine what they were thinking. You mean if I receive a Roman, I'm receiving God? Really? Imagine what a surprise this was for those early Christians who lived in a secluded, excluded society. Either you were part of the elite or you weren't. I think it probably knocked them for a loop, looking at persons so close to God and God so close to persons. It means, among other things, that God may show up in some of the strangest places, may show up among the strangest kind of people, and doing some of the smallest and yet most wonderful things to make your life worthwhile. Have you ever thought about that? It happens all the time, doesn't it? When you meet someone, you have no idea who they are. How many of you strike up conversations in Publix? Inevitably, I do, and I come home and tell Barbara, and she says, "Be careful." I mean, how careful do you have to be when the lady asks you, "Do you think that cantaloupe is ripe?" So I threw three on the floor, and if they didn't break, I said, "Those aren't ripe." No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. But I'm looking over something, and they ask me as if I look like I'm an expert. I love this, because I usually act like I am. "Well, I don't know." "I don't know what I'm smelling, but that's all right." Have you ever done this? And the nicest person, and we strike up a conversation. It happens all the time. I know it happens at the bank all the time, doesn't it? You're meeting people, not just business people, but you're meeting people. And Jesus is saying, if you're meeting him in my name and you are a Christian, you're meeting me and you're meeting God. Wow. The strangest places, the strangest people, and yet to believe that God may be found in anyone at any time is what Jesus is saying here. Can inspire us to live on the lookout for God and to be alert for God under circumstances that we can't even imagine. And it happens. I hear someone say, "Well, I don't need to be a Christian to like people." Nah, but it makes it more interesting. It also enriches your own life and your own abilities and your own taste. And your own emotions, and your own attitude about life itself. To believe that God can be found in anyone at any time can inspire us. And it does. Daily, I think of our need to live on a high alert for God within humanity, moving among those who know and love, and just as important, live with us and work with us. And we may not know them. And they're there beside us all the time. I thought this is a remarkable bit of a text. Be on the alert, Jesus is saying. Be on the alert, because if you really receive me, and you receive me, and you receive somebody else, guess what? You're receiving me and yourself as well. How much better this world would be if we took this a little more serious, I think, about loving people that we aren't sure of, about loving people, even our enemies, to the point of what? Eliminating our intolerance. Think about it. It's a lesson for today. It's a good lesson at the end of June when we look at the world around us. Good Lord, I think that there must be some good Shiites and Sunnis somewhere who can tolerate each other. Don't you think? Rather than kill and bomb and boom. And don't you think we can get along better too? I was at a gathering on Friday and listening to someone talk about, well, we're progressive Baptists. I've never heard of a progressive Baptist. I said, what's that? Well, we broke away from the other Baptists because we're more progressive. We believe in women. I thought, I do too. This is what Christ is talking about. We're all one. This is what Paul was trying to get at too. We're all one in Christ. This is what Jesus was trying to hammer home, which the church then sometimes over the centuries got all confused, where it said, no, it's this way or that, and there's no in between. No, Jesus said there is only one way. If you receive anyone in my name as a Christian, they are me. They are you. This is the way it is. Be on the alert. Be on the alert is to be at attention for what is and what is to be. Living in Christ is on the alert all the time. It is to be aware. Hopefully. To be aware, hopefully, of the God surprise, anywhere, anytime, in anyone. Can we do that? I think we can. I think we need to. I love this, what I said with the kids when they were sitting here. I said, this is all part of the scripture. I'm going to read it again. And even in the midst of all of life, you give a cup of cold water to a child. A cup of cold water to a child. Because he's my disciple. He's my follower. I tell you the truth. You won't lose any reward for caring for a small one or a large one or anyone in my name. In my name. God, thank you for giving us opportunities of growth and opportunities of love. Deepen our awareness of one another and of the one or another that we haven't met yet who are still your children, waiting for our friendship in Christ. Amen.